We're in Yoredeya Siman Yudalit, and we're looking at Sif He. And we have here Chidushei Rebbe Kivega. There are two Rebbe Kivegas in Sif He, and we're going to focus our attention on the second one. Now, I'm using my wedding gift here, that my father-in-law Tzolzay Gizun gave me for my chassid, which is called the MP Press. You know, they say about Rav Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Musa movement, that he said, "Meken hagenin a mensch mit a sefer Torah." What he meant to say is that people, you know, for the sake of piety, they will commit murder. You know, so he said, you could take a sefer Torah, which is very heavy, bang someone over the head, and you could kill him. So I say about my MP press the same thing. I mean, if you drop this on your foot, you know, you probably have to get yourself a cast. You know, it's absolutely gigantic. So I haven't used it that much because today's Yoredeyas are a lot easier. Anyway,
what is the source again?
So again, we're in Yoredeya Yudalit.
What is the source again?
Yoredeya Siman Yudalit. And we're in Sif Dalit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sif Hey. Sif Hey. Okay.
Yudalit.
The people are accusing me of giving Shiurim and Yoredeya to the women. That would be the worst accusation, but that's because they hear the ladies in the back, you know. They say about the Rav's mother, Peshe Salvation, that she knew Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Shachintatz, inside out. Alright, so let's see what Rabbi Kivega has to say over here. Rabbi Kivega starts Shach Sifkatan Yud Beis. So he's commenting on the Shach. The Shach quotes the Bach, and the Bach says that if this behema has shishim bebasar v'gidim v'atzamos k'neged ha'ever, is then you're allowed to drink the milk because you have a taroves which is batel b'shishim. So again, let's just go over the Bach very quickly. You've got a case of an uber shahotzi aver, v'nesara aver, and now this uber gives milk. And in the physics of it, which I leave that to you to figure out, it seems that the milk is a product of both that one single aver and the rest of the animal, which is called Gidin and Bosar. The Gidin and Bosar of the animal is Heter, because it will lend itself to a Heter Shkita. And now the question is this milk a result of just the Bosar Gidin Vatsomos, which would mean that you're allowed to drink the milk, or is it manufactured by the Aver? And the Bach assumes that if you can convince yourself that this Shishim in the Behema, meaning in the Bosagit and Vatsomos, Kineged the Aver, then the Cholav is Mutter. And he's applying the logic of Bittel B'Shishim. So that's the Shach in the name of the Bach. Says Rabbi Kiveger. Oh, I'm sorry. I stopped premature. Let's just read another part of the Shach, so that we understand where Rabbi Kivega is coming from. And the Shach,
we all mute ourselves.
So the Shach writes the following. He says, "Vani Tama, I don't understand the Bach. Mi higid lahem nevius." Okay, he quotes the Taz, who agrees with the Bach, which is very nice when a son-in-law agrees with his shver. And he says, who gave them this nevuah? Shema me'aver katan. Even if you decide that the size of that aver is less than 1/60th of the rest of the animal, is mizgadol harbe yoser me'aver acher gadol. You know, you never could really know exactly you know, what the ratio between this Aver is and the rest of the body, and therefore the Olamena Bata. Oh. So he wants to justify this premise that there's Shishim in the Basar Atzomas V'Gidin against the Aver. So he justifies by saying the following, that Yesh Lomar D'lo Yehel Safek. I'll grant you that we don't know for sure that there's Shishim here. So you have a Safek in Yesh Shishim. Again, we're not yet ready for Rebbe Kivega. We're just finishing up the Shach. He says, Kevan Dehavi Min Bimino Debatel Min HaTorah. Right, we passing like the Chachamim. Debatel Min HaTorah Berov. Element of Rabbanan Itzrichu Shishim. Havi Lei Safek Rabbanan Ulakula. So the Shach wants to justify the Psak of the Bach / Taz, which is a little unusual, but Baruch Hashem, it happens from occasion. And he says that even if I grant my premise that we have no way of really knowing whether this Aver is Batal B'Shishim or not, but we one thing I'll grant you, it's definitely Batal B'Rov. And even though we don't rely on Bitul B'Rov in Min B'Mino, we require Shishim, and that's Gzeirah to Min B'Sheino Mino, that's only Midrabbanan. And on a derisive,
why don't we? I'm sorry. Why don't we say that it's kavua? Because it stuck out, and it wasn't just some part of the animal; it was a specific part of the animal that came out.
Okay, let's think about your question. I mean, it's not necessarily going to help us with this, Rebbe Kivega, but it's a great question on its own. Is this a case of a tarovus of bittel, where you say lo nikara iser bimkomo, or is it a case of kol kavua kemechzal mechzedomi, where it's kavua bimkomo? I'm not sure. Maybe the answer to your question is we don't know exactly where this aver is. You know, we know that I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, it's not like they put a ribbon on it when it came out so that they would know
right.
Which one it is.
Right, I don't know.
Assuming that they do know exactly which aver it is, we're talking about the milk. We don't know where the milk came from.
Right, right. So are we...
That's the question.
But it does seem like the bittel here is in the Avarim, meaning Shach is trying to analyze what's the size of the Aver and how much it contributed to creating the milk, and he says, well, you know, the Bach is assuming that the size of the Aver is so insignificant that the Shishim in the Basar V'Gidin V'Atzomus against the Aver. You know, he does seem to be assuming that there is some sort of process of bittel here. Okay, Rabbi, let's see. Again, this is all very iffy. Let's see if we can get anything out of Rabbi Kivega. Just out of curiosity, how many people have Rabbi Kivega in front of them? Yeah? Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So we have at least a few copies of Rabbi Kivega. He says, Shach Sifkat Yud Beis. That's what we just saw. And he quotes this last part of the Shach, D'lo Yehe Ella Safek Im Yesh Shishim. So even if I don't know that this Shishim, but it's a Safek Drabana because Midaraisa, we rely on Rov. He says the following, Aval Im Bevadai Leka Shishim. The Shach is implying that if he knows for sure that there's no Shishim, again, I don't know how that works, but maybe it's a very large Aver. I don't know what it is, but I don't think we have to, you know, question the premise. The premise is that we have a scenario in which there's definitely no Shishim. Is Ein La'atiro Bidin Safek D'Rabbanan? Okay, let's just think what he means here. He's suggesting that even in a case where we know for a fact that there's no shishim, again, he's rejecting this. So this is all a havamina, but it doesn't matter. Let's learn the havamina as if it was a maskana. That even in a case where there's no shishim, we should activate the principle of safek derabanan lekula. Why is that? If there's no shishim,
we shouldn't.
Again, I'm reading it again. Aval im bevadai leka shishim ein lahatiro. Again, he's going to reject this havamina, but we're working on the havamina as if it said yesh lahatiro. At the end, he's going to reject this, but let's see what the logic was of yesh lahatiro. Yesh lahatiro. I'm reading it as if it says yesh lahatiro. Bedin safek derabanan. And what would be a safek derabanan here? Machmas sveka di'iboi. The Gemara vacillates back and forth. Im cholav mutar dekevan dehacholav shemikoach ever hayotzi have safek deoraisa kmosha kosvu hataz v'ashach. And he has here parentheses, Simon Samach Vav, V'Simon Kuf Yud. So he's talking about an Eiver Hayotze. And what's the status of Cholav of an Eiver Hayotze? So the Gemara has a Suffolk of Chelev, I'm sorry, Cholav Sheyotza Mikoach Evra Yotze. Again, we'd have to understand what the suffix is, but right now, let's just accept it, just so that we can get through here. So we have a suffix about the status of Cholav. In the case of Cholav Sheba, I'm just adding that word, Mikoach Evra Yotze. We don't know if the Torah prohibits that cholav. Fine. So says Rabbi Kiveger, if we don't have a clear-cut shishim, then we're going to apply the principle of safek d'oraisa l'chumrah. And we cannot apply the principle of safek derabanan lekula, because we have a bona fide safek d'oraisa here about the status of the cholav. If we assume that we have a safek about the status of cholav mikoach ever hayotze, so that becomes a safek d'oraisa, and now he quotes a Prima Gadim. Let's just get the flow of it. He says, Prima Gadim kosav al zeh af demi ha revolve. I guess you're Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Let me just see if I can find the next line here. Kosav. So I don't know who he's quoting here. So again, Rabosa, if you want to help me out with this, while I'm reading this, if you could look up some of these sources, depending upon whether you have your day in front of you, maybe somebody could look up the Shachin Taz in Simon Samach Vav, Simon Kuf Yud. Somebody else could look up the Prima Gadim. I'm not sure where the Prima Gadim is. Maybe he's right here. And he says, Dehechi Dehavi Safek Do Raisa. The Acher Kach Nizgalgel Dahavi Derabonon Lo Amrin Bazeh Safek Derabonon Lekula. So let's understand if we can. We start with a Safek D'oraisa. We don't know what the status of this Cholav would be, even if we would know that it was Mikoach Ever Shiyotze. Now he says Nisgalgel Davi Safek Derabban. Why? Because in addition to this Aver, even if I grant you that this Aver and the Cholov that's produced by this Aver is therefore Asur, according to one side in the Safek, but nevertheless, I now have the rest of the animal, which was subject to Shechita, and I now have a Safek Derabbanan. Why? Because I know that there's Rov. I don't know if there's Shishin. So now, can I apply Safek Derabbanan Lekula? In this case, you and I would have said, why not? We don't know if there's Shishim or if there's less than Shishim, which means that there's Rov. For sure there's Rov. And beyond Rov to Shishim in that jump, we have a Safek Derabbanan. So why not apply Safek Derabbanan? So he says, in the name of the Prima Gadim, who apparently is quoting some earlier source, then we don't apply the principle of Safek Derabbanan Lekula. We're going to say here that since the Safek Derabbanan somehow evolved from an original Safek, that one Safek, we'll call it Safek number one, led to Safek number two. If Safek number one is a Safek Doraisa, then despite the fact that Safek number two is the Rabbanan, we're not allowed the luxury of using the Akhra called Safek Derabbanan Lekula, and that is because we started with a Safek Doraisa. It's almost, again, I'm just going to give you a mnemonic device. You know, there's a way of remembering this. It's not. I'm not giving you anything logical here. So don't expect anything great from me. What I'm suggesting is that two sfeikos, one that's built on the other, meaning one led to the other. So the second suffix was a result of the first suffix. The first suffix led me into a second suffix. In such a case, the two sfeikos somehow merge into one. And we have Kloli Akra that apply to Suffolk. If both sfeikos would be Derabbanan, then Adarabi, you'd have a Svek Sfeikon and Derabbanan. And if both sfeikos would be Doraisa, then maybe we'd have to paskin on each Suffolk independently and apply the principle Suffolk Doraisa Lechumra. So it's crystal clear that if you had two sfeikos Derabbanan, one on top of the other, you would be Mekil. If you had two sfeikos Doraisa, perhaps it would be clear that you'd have to be Machmir. The gray area now is when you began with Safek A, which is Doraisa, and that led you to Safek B, which is Derabbanan, and the Prima Gadim is establishing the following rule, that once we are Machria Safek Doraisa, then as far as this issue is concerned, it's already Upkapaskin. We have a clear-cut rule that governs Safek. And we cannot introduce a second rule that would govern Safek that deviates from the first rule. So the first rule of Safek is L'chumra, because we don't know whether or not the milk of this Aver is Asur. We've already Paskin now, like that Mandi Omar, that the milk of the Aver is Asur. That's called Safek Doraisa L'chumra. Now we led into another question, what about the rest of the animal? And do we have Shishim or do we not have Shishim? And there we should have applied the principle Safek Derabbanan Lekula, but we are enchained. I mean, again, there's another word that I'm looking for, but we're kind of bound.
Constrained.
Constrained, yeah, but what's it called when you tie up someone, you know, what's that called? Anyway, whatever it is. So we're now, straitjacketed, that's the word I wanted to use. It's amazing how words just pop into your head after, for no reason whatsoever, you know. So with straitjacket, we cannot allow ourselves the luxury of being machria a suffik lekula on a suffik derabanan with regard to this chalav, because we've already implemented a different rule of hachras sveikos of suffik deoraisa. Even though, again, logically it makes no sense, because the original suffik was on the chalav that came from directly from this Aver. We're no longer at that level. Now we're talking about the chalav that came from the entire behema, including other Avarim. And in terms of that suffik, once we know that this rov, we reduce it to a level of suffik derabanan. Correct? Because we have rov, and the Torah says that rov is batel. What are we left with? A suffik derabanan. So that's the mechanics here. Maybe at the end of the day we'll understand why this is so. At this point I have to admit I don't understand it, but that's the rule. You started with a hakras suffik on a deraisa. You've determined now that this chalav is asur. Just one second. I want to clear my brain. Maybe now, once you've decided it's asur, then you need shishin. Then you need shishin. You cannot say that midoraisa, all you need is rov. No, but it's min bimino. So if it's min bimino, right. Never mind. I thought I had something, but that's, I completely rejected it. Yeah, we're talking about min bimino. That's the premise of the shach. Again, if you want to question that premise, you can question that premise, but that's not what this discussion is about. Rav Kiveger is certainly granting the shach all the rights to claim that the mixture here is a mixture of min bimino, and therefore we're dealing with the drabbanan if we don't know if it's shishin. Oh, so let's see. So now let's just see. So now, how does that stim with the shach? I mean, the shach is saying that if we don't know where this shishim, says the shach, that we can apply the principle of suffik derabanan lekula. So if I understand correctly, Rabbi Kiveger now is questioning the shach, right? What was the shach's explanation for this heter? Just one second, let me just go over the mathematics one more time. All right, his argument against the combination of the Bach and the Taz was that you could never really know if there's shishin. So the Shach now defends them by saying, who cares if we know? It's only a suffik derabbanan. So it could be that what the Shach is implying is that if we knew for a fact that there was no shishim, right? What was Rabbi Kiveger's deal? In bavade leka shishim is ein la tiro midin suffik derabanan lekula. One second. Why would it be suffik derabanan lekula in a case where we know it's not if there's no shishim for sure? We know that there's no shishim. There's definitely rov. Let's see if this mathematics works out. If let's say we know that there's no shishim, correct? We know that. Now I think I have something here, Rabosei. Please bear with me and tell me if this makes any sense. If we know that there's no shishim, the Shach says it's asur. That forces him to the position that we never know whether there's shishim or not. But if, let's say, we knew that there was no shishim, then the Shach implies that it would be asur. Frech, Rabbi Kiveger. Wait, give me 1 minute. I'm just trying to... You have to give me time because I don't have the mathematics. If I have the mathematics, then please... slug me up, hit me with Hit me with the kitchen sink. But let me see if I can get the mathematics here. What Rabbi Kivega is asking is that even if Lu Yitzuyer, I know that what? I know that there's no Shishim, Lechora, says Rabbi Kivega, I should still be able to apply the din of Safek Derabbanan Lekula. Why? Because I know that there's Rov. Once I know that there's Rov, on a Doraisa level, the Cholov is Bata. On a Derabbanan level, it's not Bata. So you'll tell me, well, I know there's no Shishim, and if I know there's no Shishim, then Midrabbanan it's Asa. So Rabbi Kivega asks the following question. True that I don't know, true that I know there's no Shishim, but nevertheless, I'm in a Derabbanan situation, correct? Why? Because even in the worst case scenario, and there's no Shishim, on a Doraisa level, the Cholov is Bato Barov. Am I correct? So in the worst case scenario here, we're dealing with an Issa Derabbanan, because on a Doraisa level, you can apply Bito. Now, let's go back to the original status of the Cholov. Even if I knew for a fact that this Cholov was the product of this Aver, I still don't know that it's Asa. Is Memela, in a case of a Derabbanan, I should be able to apply the principle of Safek Derabbanan Lekula, even if I know there's no Shishim, because the Rov is going to function on my behalf to reduce this Isur to an Isur Derabbanan. And now I don't even know if it was ever Asa to begin with, because the Gemara has it sad to say that the product of this Aver is only is not the Cholov of this Aver is not Asa. So I never know for sure, even if it was the product of this Aver, I don't know that it's Asa. Is Memela, now if I get to the level of Derabbanan, because I already have Rov, then I now have a Safek Derabbanan. Why is it a Safek Derabbanan? Because on a Doraisa level, even if I would grant you that the product of this Aver is Cholov, and it's Asur, I would still apply Bittel. So the Torah would say, fine, it's Cholov Asur, but it's Bittel in the Starovitz, because you have a Rov, and Mimimino is Bittel on a Doraisa level, but Rov. So now, in the worst case scenario, I have a Derabbanan, an Issa Derabbanan. Well, guess what? I don't know whether there's an Issa to begin with, because it could very well be that Cholov of an Aver Shiyotza is mutter. And if Cholov of Aver Shiyotza is mutter, then there's nothing to talk about here, the whole enterprise. So there are two different reasons that I could be mutter. One, I could be mutter because I don't know if this Cholov is Asa, even if I knew for a fact that it came from the Aver. And secondly, I could be mutter based on Rov, because Rov is going to reduce me to a level of a Derabbanan. So if it's a level of Derabbanan, and I have a Safek whether or not this Cholov is Asa, I should apply the principle of Safek Derabbanan Lekula. As I affect Rabbi Kivega, and the answer is the Prima Gadim, says Rabbi Kivega, I can only understand the Shach if I introduce a super-duper principle of the Prima Gadim, which again he quotes in the name of the earliers, I don't know who it is. And that is that we have a suffix shenis galgel me an isa doraisa, which means that we no longer have a suffix doraisa. The suffix doraisa is null and void. It's ancient history. If it's not ancient history, then in a case where I know this Rov in the Bittel, I'm left with the Drabbanan, I can apply the principle of suffix Drabbanan. But the answer is there are two svekos here, and each suffix exists on its own, independent, and we have achras ha-safek on a Doraisa level, and that's going to tell me that this Cholov is Asur. Once the Cholov is Asur, now I have a safek Derabbanan, and a safek Derabbanan on an Issa Doraisa is going to be Lechumra. So again, let's go over it one more time. How does the Prima Gadim help me in a case by implication where the Shach says that if there's no Shishim, then it's Asur? Why not say it's a Safek on a Derabbanan? The answer is no. It's a vadai on the Rabbanan. It's definite, without any shaila, that I have in this mixture in Cholov a tarovus of Cholov that's awesome. Why? Because I've already established, based on a suffix to Raisa, that this Cholov is awesome. If only I knew it came from the Aver itself. Is Memela, I can no longer apply suffix to Rabbanan Lekula because the original suffix is completely null and void. It's absolute history. Okay, now I have the cheshbin. Now you can ask me a question. If you would have asked me a question 5 minutes ago, I would be totally blown out of the water. How many people are in the audience here? You know, it's a little bit complicated to talk to an audience when we're on this kind of online thing. But how many people in the audience have any clue about what I just said? One person raised his hand. Okay. Oh, we got two? Oh, that's not too bad.
The shach, to me, the shach, I don't understand Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. The shach makes a lot of sense, so I don't understand what his problem is.
Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva Eger is asking, it should be a suffix to Rabbanu Lekula, even if I know that there's no shishu. Why? Because I have a rove, and the shach admits that I have a rove. If I have a rove, then there's bittul d'oraisa. What you're left with in the worst case scenario is an issur d'rabbanan. Now I don't know if it's awesome. Why? Because it could be you don't have a cheftin issur. I'm sorry, I lost. I'm hearing this, you know, this guitar, you know, in the back. I use that as a joke.
That was my question before. If I have this aver that comes out, yeah, some milk that's tripped, some milk that's good, right? The rove is good. So midiraisa, it's but midrabanan, it's. Are we agree?
Midrabanan, it's awesome.
It's only when. So once you get the shishim, then you have to say, according to everybody, it would be mutter.
Right.
Because it's bottle b'shishim.
No
so
question.
So, there's a stage in between the shishim, there's a stage where it's usur, b'drabonon, and then it becomes mutter, b'drabonon. That's what the shach said. Glad to me.
So again, let me just go over Rabbi Akiva's kasha.
Rabbi Akiva Eger is at it.
His kasha is that even before you get to shishim, it should be mutter. Because once you pass rov, then in the worst case scenario, it's an issur d'rabbanan. On a deraisa level, this chalav is batel. If that be the case, then apply the principle here of safek d'rabbanan lekula. That's where we can make his kasha. See, even if we tzura, I know there's no shishim, it should be mutter. Because on a daraisa level, it's already butter. Narvas, the Rabbanah required shishim, so mid Rabbanah should be awesome. But it's not going to be awesome mid Rabbanah because I have a suffix here. Even mid Rabbanah, it should be mutter. Even mid Rabbanah, it should be mutter.
Everybody, why?
Because suffix drabana lakula.
We haven't
it's a suffix drabana. Why?
This is also.
It's a suffix drabana for a very, very powerful reason. This chalav.
It's about the barov.
Right. No, that's for sure. But I'm asking something else. I'm saying, Lu Yitzuyer, if I would point to this chalav and say, look at this chalav. This chalav came from the Aver Shiyotza. Would that make it into a Vadai Doraisa or a Suffolk Doraisa? Total answer at once. It would be a Suffolk Doraisa. So Rabbi Kivega says...
Suffolk Doraisa, right.
It's a Suffolk Doraisa. So now, once it's Batal on a Doraisa level, and the Rabbanan are going to say it's not Batal, then the Rabbanan are going to go back to the original Suffolk, and... Since you cannot, no way, no how, end up with a Doraisa, that's just impossible, because on a Doraisa level it was Bartel Moreau, then we have to apply the principle of Suffolk to Rabbanu Lekula. That's where you make his cash. It's a Gevaldika cash. I didn't chap the cash. And the Teretz is equally profound because he introduces a new principle in what I call the rules of Psak, which is called Suffolk to Rabbanu Shinis Galgel Mi Suffolk to Oraisa. And honestly, I thought it was some sort of, mechanical Gzeres HaKosov here that didn't make any sense whatsoever. Why not apply the principle of Suffolk to Rabbanu Lekula? But the answer is name. In order to apply Suffolk to Rabbanu Lekula, you'd have to resurrect the original Suffolk. And we cannot do so. We are, straitjacketed. Why are we straitjacketed? Because in the Suffolk d'oraisa, we already have Achra. And that Achra is that the milk that's produced by the Eivra Yotze is Chalav Asur. We can no longer resurrect that Suffolk from the dead. It's already Oisker Paskin. Because the Torah told me that if you have such a Suffolk, any Suffolk d'oraisa, you have to be Machmir. So you have to already assume that if you have Chalav, that is a produce of the Eivra Yotze, that Chalav is Asur. Now it falls into a Taroves, and you have a Bittul d'oraisa, that's not going to help you for the Din d'Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say that we need Bittul b'shishim, and we don't have Bittul b'shishim. If we don't have Bittul b'shishim, the whole thing is Asur. Okay, let's go on. I don't know if we even scratched the surface of this, Rabbi Kivegan. And he says the following. He says, "Lo amrina b'zeh suffik d'rabbanu lekula." Now he says the following: "Tzarech lomar." Again, I'm not sure exactly where we're holding it. "Tzarech lomar keva de b'tchilas b'yoso havi b'taroves shapir havi suffik d'rabbanu." Wow. This is exactly the opposite of what we said yesterday. Yesterday we thought that Tchilas Brioso is a Chumra, and it suspends the rule of Bittel. Now for some reason, which again I'm going to try together with you to rack my brains and figure out what he means, Tchilas Brioso is a Kula. And now it allows me to apply the principle of Suffolk Derabban. Keva de b'tchilas b'yoso havi b'taroves ishapir havi sofek d'rabbanon. What does that mean? That since it's tchilas b'yoso, we're going to apply the principle of sofek d'rabbanon, even though we've decided now that it's misgalgil from a doraisa, because the tchilas taravoso is what? Is mitchilas brioso. So what are we saying over here? You have the cholov. The cholov comes from this and from that. Right? So there are two elements that generate this cholov, and therefore avitaroves. I think we're just the light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know how to get to that light. I have no clue, but I think the light at the end of the tunnel is that he's saying that we can separate the original suffix from the second suffix in such a way that even if there's no shishim, we can apply the principle of suffik d'rabbanu lekula, because we are definitely in the realm of suffik d'rabbanu, because as we said before, we already know that there's rov. Now, what's going to cut me off from the original suffik? And the answer is because it's mitchilas b'yosu b'taroves. So let's just think about that. We have a case of tchilas brioso b'taroves. Normally, we say that Isur fell into heter, and then we're going to apply the principle of bittul. But here, it's not that Isur fell into heter, but rather the entity itself was a product of both Iser and Heter from Tchilas Briyoso. And in such a case, the original Suffolk is still alive and well. So I think what he's saying is that you cannot be machria, you cannot be machria on a suffek if you have in front of you the Tchilas Briyoso. Now that suffek is still alive and well. But let's just think, the same way that we saw yesterday in Rabbeinu Chananel, I believe it was, correct? Just get the name right. Or was it the Mardechai? Who was it? Oh, the Mardechai, excuse me. The Lo Shayach Bito, right? If Tchilas Briyoso B'Taroves. So what are we going to do now? We're going to suspend the Halacha of Bito. And now we're going to go back to Safek. No, I don't have it. Let me just read a little bit weiter, maybe something that will come up later. He says the following: Vatvu Ashar Hiksha, the Gam Bevadai Leka Shishim, Lishtere, Davi Safek, the Rabbana Mikoach, Sveka. Oh, Sveka di boy. Ayin Shom. Ah. So the Tvua Shar comes up with a different rule, and he says that the Shach is wrong for a different reason, and that's called an Iboy Delo Ifshita. In other words, if the Gemara comes to no definite conclusion, then that Suffolk remains an outstanding Suffolk. So again, we wanted to say that according to Rabbi Kivega's logic, there's already a hakra on the suffek. But the Tvua Shar is saying that in the case of an Ibai Delo Ifshita, there's no hakra on the suffek. The original suffek still applies, and therefore, since we know there's Bittel, Berov, therefore we'll apply the principle of suffek to Rabbanan Lekul. Now, let me take a break from Rabbi Kivega for just a moment and go back to Rav Salvechik here, and he says the following. He says, "Heir alzeh agon Rabbi Kivei the ein lahakshus the af im bevadei lekashishim adayim sveka he hoil v'din cholav haba mikoach ever ayotze avi boydelo ifshito begemara v'im kain adayin havilon lemeimer the sveka the rabbanu lekula the zeh eno da'i boydelo ifshito hu safek be'isur de'oraisa." Now, this is wrong. This is wrong, in my humble opinion. I'm going to rewrite the text over here. Ach ma sheyesh lahakshosu me'acher v'din. It should say ein, not yesh, ein. He says, me'acher v'din ha'cholav havi safek do'raisa. Right, the original status of the cholav as a product of the Aver is a safek do'raisa. Im Cain, right? Af Im Ye Im Ein Shishim. So we said, according to Rabbi Kivega, if there's no Shishim, then we should apply the principle of Safek Darabonu Lekula. Mikomako Mistaber Sheyesh Lesser. Right? Oh, so. So let's see it this way, that you would have said that we should apply the principle of Safek Darabonu Lekula even if we know that there's no shishim, right? Afim vaday she'ein shom shishim, we should still apply the principle of Safik Darabana Lekula. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Mistabash Yesh Lesar, we can protect the integrity of the Shach, that if we know that there's no Shishim, we should Aser it. Teha Havi Sfeika Deoraisa Shenis Galgalio Safik Darabon. Vakalehelu Aposkim, Vakai Gavna Loam Rinon Sfeika Lekula. So the reason why the Shach is 100% correct, that if we know for sure there's no Shishim, it would be Aser, and we would not apply the principle of Sfeika Darabana Lekula, is because this Safik began with a Sfeika Doraisa. And that Sfeika Doraisa is Ofke Paskin, and it's clearly Vadei Asur, and therefore we have a Safik Isur Doraisa now, which, although it's Mutamidin Bita Barov, but we need Midrabanan Shishim. Achen, Kfar Tiritz al Zeh Hapneo Haprima Godim Shom, the Shiny Hocha, the Kavan. Oh, this is the part that we read, which he says Sarach Lomar. He says the Vitchilas Brioso Hoisa Bitaroves Umemela Lochoshiv Kisfeka do Raisa Shinis Gagalil Sofik Drabonel Kikoshiv Ki Ilu Havi Mitchila Havi Rak Sofik Drabonel. Is that what he's quoting here? Let me just see that. Ein Shoy Tzarek Loma Kevin Tchilas Biyosa Hav Tarova Shaper Havi Sfeka Drabonel. This is correct. And the question is why the Prima Godim holds that this is a Sfeka Drabonel, rather than a Safik Darabonon that's this Galgil from a Safik Daraisa. And the answer to the Prima Godim is Kevan Shebetchilas Brioso Hoisa Bitaroves. So far I don't see if the Rav explains this, but we offered a beginning of an explanation. We weren't able to follow through with it, but since it's Chilas Brioso, therefore that Safik remains a Safik. So we're still left with a cash on the Shach, because we don't understand why don't we apply the principle of Safik Darabonu Lekula, and this is not a case of a Safik Darabonu Shiniskal Gilmi Safik Doraisa, because it's Tchilas Briyosu B'Taroves, which means that Safik, the original Safik, remains a Safik, and we can never really come to any conclusion. How that works, we don't know. Achim Kain, Hadra Kusha Leduchte, Ukvar Heral Kacha Tvuas Shor. Okay, Rabbi Kiveka quoted the Tvua Shor. He didn't like the Tvua Shor, but let's see what the Tvua Shor has to say. The imbevade lochal isu doraisa al cholav shenishave mitchilas briyosu b'mehema sherov evareha mutarim. Which means that we're accepting now the logic of the Prima God. And that's going to tell me that the original Safek, which was a Safik Doraisa, is not Hukra. We don't have a final position on that Safik. And the reason for that is because it was Nishave, the whole Safik was Nishave at the time when we had both the this part of the Cholov and that part of the Cholov, Tchilas Briyoso. And in such a case, we cannot be Machria as a final, total, irreversible Hakra that it's Asur. We have to remain with the door open for Safek. In Cain, Yotze Dei Boy Delo Ifshita B'Gemara L'Gabi Din HaCholav Eino Ela Safek B'Isur D'Rabbanon. What is he saying over here? Why is the original Iboilahu, with regard to the status of the Cholov, why is that a Safik Isur Drabbanon? Because what? He says, Nochamo, Imbavade Lochal Isur Doraisa Al Cholov Shenis Avamit Chilos Briyosim Vehemad Shoverim Torim. He's introducing Rov. In other words, he's saying over here, if I understand correctly, that the Rove is built into the suffix. Because mitchilas b'yoso we have rov hagerem mutarin. So even if I assume that the cholov would be asur because it came from an eivra yotze, but nevertheless the cholov is by definition is a product of a taroves mitchilas b'yoso, which has the element of rov with regard to the Evarim HaMutarim, and therefore from the get-go, this suffix is always going to be a suffix derabbanan, because there's a rov built into the suffix. Meaning, even if I would grant you that the element in the chalav that was produced by the Aver is Asur, but nevertheless, that's only one element in the chalav. The chalav is made up of tchilas b'yoso mi behema sherov evirav mutarim. So the rov is built in to the very foundation of the suffix, and therefore, even if I would grant you that logically the aver would produce isur in the cholov, but nevertheless, in this case, by definition, it cannot produce isur because there's always a rov against that mute. So therefore, the suffix itself should be a suffix isur drabbana. And then we're back to square one. We don't understand the shach, because the shach is saying that we have to throw out this milk if we know that there's no shishim. Why? We still have a suffix. Mele gam hecha devadai leka shishim bebehema negeda ever ha'osim establish yesh lahatir achol bidin sveka derabbana lekula. Oh, so this is the question of the Tvua Shor on the Shach. We should be Matir the Cholov, even if we know for sure there's no Shishim, because the Suffolk is only a Suffolk Drabbanon. And why is this a Suffolk Drabbanon? Because Mitrilas Brioso, there was Rov Evrei Abehema Mutarin. Which means even if I grant you that the cholov from the Aver should be mutter, but it can't be mutter in this case of the Taromas because we have a rov. Again, you could talk about an Issa Drabbanim because the Rabbanim won't rely on rov. But at the end of the day, you're left with a Safek Drabbanim Lekula. The Tiretz al Zagon Rabbi Kiveger, okay, this part we didn't read. The Hecha Deleka Shir Bittel Mirabbanon. So we know for sure that there's no Shishim. El Sha'anu Ba'im Lomar. The hoel mi'atorah ha'ever asur batel berov is memela lo chashiv din hacholav ela kisfeka derabbana is by zamrin and came into ikar asafek tainu asafek betreifa shebacholav who safek doraisa memela lo azlinen be lekula. The Zemikri Safek Doraishas Galgalios Safek Dirabbanan. So Rabbi Kiva is saying the following, and I'll let you go. I just want to see if we can get this one last point, and that is that since the Rabbanan require Shishim for Bittul, on a Torah level, the Aver is Batel Berov. Is therefore memela lo chashiv din hacholav ela kisafek derabbanan. Right, so the status of the cholav is only a safek derabbanan min haTorah that aver is batel berov. Ubazam rinon came on the ikar hasafek who safek doraisa memela lo atzlina belekula. The zemikri safek doraisa is kalga. I think what Rabbi Kiveger wants to accomplish here, in order to defend the Shach against the onslaught of the Tvua Shor, he wants to suggest that we cannot apply Safek Drabbana Lekula, and the reason for that is because we go back to the Ikar HaSafek. So although you're right, that the Cholov as an entity is Batel Berov because of the Rov Evarim HaMutarim. But nevertheless, in Hilchos Sveikos, the original Safek was on the status of the Aver and the Cholov that was produced by the Aver. So although that Cholov is now Mitchilas Briyoso mixed with Rov Heter, but it still doesn't undermine the original Safek. In other words, we still have to go back to the basics, to the origin, to the Shoresh, to the roots. And the root of this Safek is whether or not there's Treifus in the Cholov. Is there any element of Treifus in the Cholov? And that could be a Safek d'oraisa. Let's say, for example, if let's say the Aver was a Rov, that Aver Shiyotza would be a Rov, then you'd have a d'oraisa. So the original Safek is a Safek d'oraisa. Is Memela, we cannot apply the principle of Safek d'Rabbanan Lekul. So again, the machlokas here between the Tevuah Shor and Rebbe Kivega is the following. The Tevuah Shor is looking at this reality of the Cholov and going back to Tchilas Briyoso, when the Cholov was actually generated, when it came into being. And from the point that it came into being, all we had was a Sveika Drabana. And therefore, even in the absence of Shishim, we should be able to apply the principle of Sveika Drabana Lekula, because on a Deraisa level, we have Ro. From the Tchilas Briyoso, we have already a Ro. And it's only an Issa Drabana. And now we should apply the principle of Safek Drabana Lekula. Comes along Rabbi Kivega and he says, Nein. Let's not go to Tchilas Briyoso. Let's go back even earlier to the roots of this Safek. What is the status of Cholov of a Treifa with regard to an Eivra Yotze? And if the answer is that it has the status of a Cholov Treifa, then we've come to some conclusion about the din of the Eivra and the Cholov that comes from the Eivra. And that's already the original Safek. As that Safek applies in Gilgul Adavar, it is a mixture of milk of treifa together with milk that's het there. And enochinami, that mixture certainly could produce nothing more than a drabanon, and we should apply Safek drabanon lekula. But we don't have a right, says Rabbi Kivega, to skip a step, fast forward, and begin this Safek from the moment of Briyoso, from the moment that the Cholov came into existence. We have to go back to the original status, because again, theoretically, you could have had a situation where the Rov of the Cholov came from the Aver, and now we have to determine whether or not that Cholov is Treif.